This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Where'd this come from?
Yeah, baby.
Well, I know now. I sent this as this my rejoin week.
Nice.
And, you know, I use the hell out of Shazam. So if I hear a song in a movie or TV show, when I Shazam it to tell me what what song it is, I have it now.
So you're watching like a 70s type movie? Or
I was watching the movie Bustin' Loose with the great Richard Pryor, which is a delightful movie, and this was in it.
I like it.
I'm gonna have to rewatch that one.
It's good. The chorus is like, I don't know, fun to me.
It's very 70s.
It turns into porn music
I like it.
Go watch Trading Places, Brewster's Millions.
Go watch, what is the one? See no evil, hear no evil.
Oh, Gene Wilder.
God bless, what a...
And then when Richard Pryor was Superman, got to go back and watch that.
You don't watch that the same way no more, do you? That's a wild movie.
He should have been Superman.
You know?
Flying around this bitch.
He ended up... I almost turned into Ghost Rider when he burned himself up with crack.
He'd make fun of everybody if he flew around like Superman.
The story was that a crack device blew up in his face, but then other people tell stories that he got so messed up that he poured flammable liquor all over himself and lit himself on fire.
God.
I thought he was freebasing.
Well, I don't know really what... Honestly, I don't know the difference between freebasing and doing crack. And I'm fine with admitting that.
I don't know. Is that when you have the tin foil and you smoke it through the foil?
You know,
chew it.
No clue. I know that the pipes always look like something from a chemist set.
Has there ever been anybody that just chewed a crack rock? You don't hear about that ever.
They just chewing them like gummies?
Like people want to like crush it and snort it bang it like it's age.
Or do they dip it?
Yes,
put it
dip
in their
it.
Lip and just dip that crack.
That's redneck as hell if you're dipping crack.
I said dip, Paige. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh yeah, we're going on video later. Look at her over there. Oh, yeah, she's going to the prom.
Do I?
Getting ready, last minute. Brother, I don't care what you look like, Paige.
Well, I don't care. Well, y'all can look like hell.
Horse.
Sister. Sorry for calling you a brother.
We spent like a week together where he was the DJ and I did overnights, remember?
Oh.
He was the first DJ ever here.
We're going to play some Bass Nectar. Hang on.
I remember old Jesse.
I'm on the ones and twos.
Yeah, Jesse James Dupree will be on with us here in a couple hours.
You know he doesn't sleep, so he'll be good to go.
Well, neither do I.
That's actually one of my questions is how, like... Oh, no, 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 no bull crap. Don't say it's the It's the passion for your rock and roll. Like, literally, man.
I got energy like a Dracula, brother. I'm up all the time.
Because I'm not going to say what I'm Googling, but I want to Google something. That's okay. A fun thing. Guess what Mattman's Googling right now? Right, and then I will, you'll see my, hear my reaction and then find out what I was Googling.
Say earlier it was some killer skateboarder.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
What did you find?
Oh, well, I'm not going to say. Okay. I'm just Googling something about what we were talking about. Like, oh, okay. All right. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Let's just say it's 62 miles to the place I was thinking about.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for him. I mean, it, the town.
That's a haul.
That's, yeah. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
I qualify.
This is a happy song. I don't know why this is a happy song, though. Keep playing it. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a happy song.
Are you? I kind of wanted to ask something, but didn't really know how to bring it up.
Well, there's a first. By the way, did anybody eat dried strawberries?
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Enjoy.
You don't like them?
Too sweet for me.
Oh, yeah.
Not in the Click Wolf Pack kind of way, but
let me try these.
It's like banana chips, too. They get a little too sweet.
Yeah.
Too sweet.
I can ask it because I don't think I'm not going to bring up anything you haven't thought about or probably already talked about, but you know, like, you know, last week was a pretty, you know, like big week as far as, you know, coming down from, you know, the funeral and whatnot and kind of letting things set in. As far as like process, because we talked about
Monday, Fat Boy. Come on, man.
Well, I mean,
I know. Like Friday would be any better.
Yeah, there's really no good way to like bring it up or like.
I don't have any kind of whatever about that.
You know, the process from death to burial is so quick. You can't really like your head spinning. You can't process it all.
Yeah.
So afterwards, I don't know if you kind of, you know, kind of set into it a little bit or. Kind of what kind of feelings you got going on as far as
like this was not a good weekend as far as that goes, to be honest with
I'm
you.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, I mean that's the process. I mean, that's just kind of like you said. It was so listen, and this is where I felt this made me you know, like when you think God, I'm going crazy here, and then you find out someone else. It's kind of like the first person that said, I remember Mandela dying in prison. I remember that. And that person probably felt crazy until they met somebody who says, I too remember that. Yeah. And then you're like, well, thank God.
Did he have a whole effect?
Huh?
I can't remember how he died, honestly.
He died after being freed.
Yeah, I wasn't in prison.
Yeah, I didn't.
So I talked to my sister over the weekend, and she's like, I got to tell you something. And I was like, I hope she doesn't have issues with me saying that. I'm sure she wouldn't. So if she does, I'm not talking about my sister. this is my brother.
Your brother, Bob.
She's like, you know what? I've already shared this already before, but it's gotten like really to the point where it's like, oh, good Lord. She too has almost picked up the phone to call her.
Oh, man.
And,
like,
it happened.
Dude, but like, it's the damnedest thing. I mean, it's the weirdest thing. Like, I was driving by her house, like, you know, thinking like, yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's so weird how something so like traumatic in the moment like is gone, and you think like, oh, like my sister said, oh, I was. I think she said she saw someone. She's like, I wanted to tell. Literally grabbed my phone, called mom and tell her I saw it, and then I was like, oh my God, they just hit her again. It's the same. I get that so many times, and it's where, like, I'll tell you something, this is no lie, and whether this makes me sound crazy or not, and if you call me crazy, you're mean because it's a Monday and you shouldn't wait and call me that on like a Wednesday or a casual Friday, is that it lent to the thought that it might have just been a dream, like no lie, like a fever dream, like one of those long dreams that a lot of dreams you have, it could have went longer like the real dream, but you only remember a glimpse of it the next morning or whatever. Like I was like, this is like Wizard of Oz kind of thing. Like I literally, because, and so the only, and this is weird, and again, I'm under duress, so kiss my ass. It was
okay.
The flower that the company sent for the service.
Yeah.
It's in my living room, and I mean, it looked straight up like a funeral flower. I mean, it's one of those. It's not
circle
gonna
ones.
Be,
is it a calla?
It's not a wreath, but I don't. A what?
A calla lily, the white ones.
You know, does it look like a funeral flower? Okay, so that's what it is, probably. I mean, it's like something is only for that. And so, and this is weird, and I'm fine admitting it. I'd look when I go down the hall to see if it's still there. Weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know that's weird. I know. It's not a losing my mind kind of thing. It's just more of like, fingers crossed that was a dream.
Well, people think shock is you just walking around wide-eyed. Like, you know, shock in the sense of the word is just,
yeah,
you know, just surprised that, you know, the surroundings that haven't really changed yet. I read it really takes people that lose people to death, the third year is when they realize that, you know,
God,
they're not coming back.
Oh, Lord.
Like, they know they're dead, but that third year, like, okay, they're not coming back.
Like, I remember, like, months after my dad died, like, picking up, like, I remember several times hearing a song, and I was like, oh, he'd love this, let me call mm-hmm. him. And I was like, you moron. And that had been, like, months after. But it wasn't as soon as this is. Like, this is, like, something major. And then it's like in this weird spinoff universe, it's like, ah, it didn't happen. And I know it did. Yeah. And I know that probably made me sound nuts a minute ago saying that. But it's just that weird kind of hope that you think, God, that'd be nice. I mean, it'd be a nice lesson, in fact. It's that lesson of like, me and my mama were super close, but there were times when I could have done more. And I know that's what everybody always says. But I mean, we were like super close, but there was like, but that's the way my mom was. Like, when I was a kid, if I didn't eat seconds, I didn't like it. Or if you go visit and you stay for only 2 hours, well, why are you leaving so early?
Yeah.
And like the last few times, that was one of the, well, why don't you stay a little longer? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just the, like, if someone in your life passes and you feel completely like, I enjoyed every moment, I have no regret, kudos to you, because you did it. You
God, who says it. That, though?
But somebody.
Yeah, maybe.
You did it. I look back with like, oh, so, and then I told you the lists and lists and lists of fun ideas and things I was going to do with it on the show. Oh, not man. In a useful content kind of way, but just fun stuff it would have been fun to do with it. The phone scam I was going to do, where I was going to say, hey, Mom, I'm at Walmart, and I've ran out of toilet paper. Will you come buy some and walk it in here to me? I wasn't really going to make her do it, but
it'd be funny.
It would have her reaction, man. Yeah, you know, I mean, it would have been fun. It would have been great. I'm not going to walk it in there. It's a men's room. People from the church might see me go in there and think, you know, the way she was.
And talking about the shock of losing someone, the hardest thing that I had to deal with was I had a dog who snored, and I heard. I thought it was Chris in the middle of the night. I kind of. You know how when you're sleeping with someone and you hear them and you kind of like pull them closer to you?
Like hear them grunting.
I thought it was him, but it was sleeping. It was Whiskey snoring away.
Yeah.
And I thought.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was the dog.
Dog's got apnea.
And I thought, wow, he's gone.
So now let me, and I'm not making fun. I'm mm-hmm. just trying to read this right. When you heard your dog in the. You heard your dog snoring in the bed, and for a glimpse of a moment, you thought that was your husband in the bed with you.
Yeah.
So that's a big dog.
Oh my gosh, shut that dog up already.
I can't sleep, please.
Elbow that dog in the throat right now.
Because Chris would snore so bad, I'd go in the other room sometime, and then he'd follow me and start sleeping in the other room, too.
You will not escape.
Yeah, get away from it.
Where do you think you're going?
Are you okay? You feel all right? I miss you, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Say, oh, please turn your head. I'm so tired. And then he would say, I'm not snoring. It's you who's snoring. I go, I know I snore, but it's worse when someone else is snoring on you.
I mean, it is. It is. Especially, yeah, I have a close friend that is the same
exhausted.
Way. I will never go out of town. And now, if I do, I'll go out of town, you know, sightseeing with him, but we will get separate rooms.
I swear,
it sounds like somebody was drilling a hole in the wall.
It's a drive-by.
I mean, it literally did. It was like there was a helicopter flying near the hotel window, really close. It's weird, man.
It's like Godfather 3 when they shoot everybody up.
So, like, all the dildos that Adam and Eve went off at one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Is that ever happened? Relate.
Like, some kind of EMF went off, and all of them started vibrating. One time,
but I started to miss it when I didn't hear it every night. I got used to it at the rattling of someone snoring next to me. Where are you, baby?
Oh, dang,
I can sleep at night. This is horrible.
See, I can't even say I hope it gets better because it's not really like one of those type things.
I mean, it will, and it has. I mean, it's like.
I tell you, observating. I know it's years apart, but when you lost your dad, it felt like you were angry for a long, long time, but you don't seem to be feeling that now. But again, years apart, you're a different person. But that lasted for years too.
Yeah,
my dad died right in the middle of my divorce, and there was a lot. Yeah, there was anger. There was anger. There was selfishness on my part for sure. And I was also, I told you, like, you know, don't make me get into that. But, you know, like, I had a very bad drug addiction at that point in my life. Like, pills. I did. Yeah. It started with, I had them. It's a Brett Favre story. I had them for a surgery and just loved them. And that was the time when they were, like, very available. And I would take them. And
from everywhere.
And I would, my dad, who had a similar medication, I would talk him out of some of them. And he needed them. I resent you for bringing that up.
Now I feel bad that I gave you mine.
He sold them to me.
No, I did not.
She gave them to me.
That's what you remember about other people that used to, you know, be around back in the day. Like, I remember you were, you know, a part of this.
Yeah.
So I don't really, like, want to talk to you.
Well, but, yeah, like, I shook that. I didn't go to any kind of. I had a big, like, epiphany.
But with your dad, so. I can see being angry with the disease, because I remember how he was big and strong, and then he became frail.
Yeah,
and that's hard because.
Especially yes,
I was shocked when I saw him in the hospital.
I'll tell you another thing that has been, and I don't want to. I was telling Fat Boy earlier. I was like, I don't. He's like. You know, how'd your weekend go? I said, not so good. He's like, you know, I said, I don't want to get into it. Of course, he brought it up just then.
Yeah. You got to.
But do you ever think about your parents as kids? Like, did you ever think about your parents as kids? Like, see pictures of them as a kid, read. Like, my aunt showed me a picture or a letter that my mom had wrote her. My aunt had went out of town with her best friend for 2 weeks into Tennessee back when she was a kid. And my mom missed her so much, she sent her a letter in the mail. Oh, and I was reading the writing of my mom at 9 years old, like a little girl, and that at the bottom of the page just said over, and had a little arrow pointed, like turn over, you know, just like kids would write. And it was like, for the first time in my life, I never thought of my mother as a child. Like, the going through life, I always thought of her as an adult parental figure. Yeah. And reading that, like, brought it, like, back down in a weird way to me. I don't know.
That's interesting. I had a picture of my dad when he was younger, but never really thought about it like that.
Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, I sadly knew more about my dad, you know, childhood and stuff a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, I see that.
Different reasons, but.
I was kind of nostalgic about my parents because my mom had great parents. I had crummy parents. I mean, my mom was great, but her marriage was terrible.
Yeah.
So I was kind of intrigued by how they lived. They lived so much better than I did growing up. I was.
They're going to put you on restrictions if you don't hush, because we're running late.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, I can see how you reflect on your parents and how they
live. Yeah. It's a wild ride. It really is. Who wants to go backwards? All right, we'll take a break and come back. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hello? Yeah, I know your voice. Huh? Hello? Hello? Huh? Huh? Elvin? What? Sure as hell don't sound like you. Huh? What happened to your damn phone a while ago? Nothing happened on the car. Why? I ain't got to tell you nothing. Who is this? Yeah, I know your voice. Huh? I know who you are. I am hot. Huh? I am hot. Who? Oh, who is this? Ain't nobody gonna handcuff me, baby. Who is this? Raymond? I like one thing. What? I like that private between your legs. You go to hell. Jackass your ass. You hear what I said, didn't you? I'm jackass your ass. Bring your goddamn ass over and see what happens to you. Yeah. You go to hell, you hear? You goddamn motherfucker. Damn you, hear? Hello?
You down out with Eddie?
Huh?
You down out with Eddie?
Do what?
You down out with Eddie?
Who? You kiss my damn ass, motherfucker. Who is this?
I don't give a f. Bye.
Hey, Raymond. Elvin. Is that Raymond? Elvin. Is it Raymond? This is Tom. Raymond.
Yeah, I know your voice.
Huh?
Yeah, I know your voice.
What's going on?
You darn right, I've seen you plenty of time down here. The blonde.
Huh?
Hell no, I'm not gay.
Who is this? Sure as hell don't sound like you. This is Tom Neal. It is. Elvin, I'll tell you what you do.
You down out with Eddie?
Who?
You down out with Eddie?
Who is?
You motherfucker.
You go to hell, you son of a bitch. You come over here. I'll put something in your damn ass. Go to hell yourself, you damn bitch. You damn motherfucking lying son of a bitch, whoever you are.
I don't give a f***. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Paige.
I'm Paige, and headlines
Who
brought
is it?
To you by Gosling Electric. So, this is serious. If you don't have a real ID by Wednesday, you need to get to the airport at least 3 hours earlier.
Is that where they're giving them out?
No.
No, they're giving them out, or giving them.
Well, if you've gone to renew your ID at the DMV, they tell you.
See if I do.
That you'll need to do that.
Yeah, I don't have one yet.
I don't have one either.
Yeah.
Does that have a star on it? Because I have a star.
Well, my thing is,
I
have to get my birth certificate from
Smithsonian?
God.
The years, buddy. No.
Grab my Tennessee license.
I have the thing that I got from the base, being a military kid.
Yeah.
But I don't have a birth certificate. I have the thing.
Oh, you don't exist.
I don't. I have the picture where my feet are imprinted and it's got my name on it.
But footprint.
That's not a birth certificate type thing. I've used it all my life, but it's not like the legal document.
That's a good point.
Hey, boy, what would Paige call that Bible poem about Jesus carrying you when you were on the beach?
Foot imprints.
Foot imprints in the sand.
Yeah, whatever. So I don't have what I need.
That sucks because
I don't even know where I was really born because I didn't really live there, so it's all a mystery. And honestly, I don't know where my brother was born.
Really?
Isn't that weird? He wasn't born.
He doesn't know?
I don't know if he knows.
You two are close.
He don't have a birth certificate, you think?
I don't know. I don't think so.
God, what if you find out y'all are like orphans?
Oh, you were on the orphan train.
We could have been.
Wait, you can't barb without a birth certificate.
No, you'll never be able to run for office.
Yeah,
it's
Chili's.
Well, thank God, because that's never going to happen again.
I'm not running anywhere.
Again, what do you consider the HOA president part of that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess it counts, right?
You have to be voted for and put
that's
in.
That's true.
And it was misery.
You know, people voted for you because they wanted to hook up with you.
Yeah.
Men and women.
All those women?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Even Freckles? The
Vote
neighbor
jugs.
And the guy who just walked up to you and straight up said, "Hey, I want to blink your blankie."
He's gone. I haven't seen him in a long time. That's just creepy. All right, so the TSA has been warning all these people for years that you need to get your real ID. Yeah. If you don't have it by Wednesday, you better get to the airport earlier because you're going to be subject to delays and additional screening.
You don't appreciate the honesty. If somebody came up to me and said, "I want to blank your blank," I'd be like, "You know what? That's a compliment.
I mean, dude, made my day.
Like, even if it was a dude.
No charge. Like, he wasn't, like, you had to pay him to do it, right? He was like, hey, I'd like to do this to you.
No, I was holding my dog, yeah. my little baby.
Yeah.
And he said, no.
She just did the motion.
All right, we're doing charades. Paige looked like there was an ice cream in front of her face. Yes.
A nutty buddy.
She was licking it with no hands.
I've always wanted to do that to you. And
oh, wow. I knew it.
It was just the weirdest thing.
Such a compliment. Even if
it
didn't.
Is that a compliment?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I got to walk my dog. I'm so busy.
No, I said I'm sorry. My boyfriend is inside the house.
You don't hear him snoring in there?
My imaginary boyfriend is in the house. Like, I got to go to
the
him
The silhouette
now.
Of him looks Thank like you, Michael bye-bye. Jordan, Paige. That's interesting.
Well, if he's like, I can go back and forth then from you to the boyfriend.
I'll do it for him, too.
And they live like three doors down. And I know his mom, which is really strange. Mm. Yeah, they live. It was bizarre.
She's the one who put him up to it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we were neighbors for a long time, and he grew up and came back and ended up at my front door.
What do you call two horses that live beside each other?
What?
Neighbors. Where right. did the pizza go to pay his traffic ticket? The Supreme Court. I only had two popsicles this weekend, so.
Thank you for your dad jokes.
That's all the jokes.
What have you been drinking, Snapple?
So if you don't have one of these IDs, get to the airport as early as you can and bring as many other IDs with your picture as you can find.
Okay. Keep that in mind, travelers.
I got one. It was a bunch of documents I had to
Do you have provide. A real one?
Yeah, it's got a star on it.
Oh.
So
what is it? Oh, the heart is for the organ donor.
Yeah.
So now you have get a heart those? And a star?
It's got a banana emoji, a heart emoji, and a star.
An eggplant emoji on the back.
Mine's got the water symbol.
Squirt.
I don't know.
What does that mean?
What the hell? Emoji.
I know what that means. Is it 3 ounces? Is that all I can take? Is that what it is? I don't know.
Well, you know, the Vatican, they're voting on a new pope.
I believe Trump's been elected that, right?
Oh, God.
From what I saw.
Well,
I can do it if I have to.
So when they have the smoke in the air, and you know that they've been working, and all the cardinals and everybody is just, you know, there are 135 cardinal electors, and they've been in secret, locked behind doors, waiting to see who's going to be the new pope, and it's a voting process.
Very odd. This is the man anointed the Holy One next to the Lord himself, but he's picked by other men.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like when, you know, the president appoints people, it still has to be voted in.
But when other religions talk about, you know, prophets and prophecy, it's kind of looked down upon.
So the seventh born of the seventh son.
Here's the process. The Vatican.
Of a red heifer.
David, the workers attached a special chimney atop the Sistine Chapel.
Oh, yeah.
So each vote, they burn the ballots in a stove. And it's a process until they finally get to it. And if black smoke comes out of the chimney, they're not in agreement, and it continues on.
I thought they meant the Pope was
they
black.
They need to vote again. Once white smoke can be seen from the chimney, it signals to the public that the Roman Catholic Church has a new leader.
What if people didn't know that? They see black smoke, they're like, oh, we got a black Pope, finally, first time in forever.
Gosh.
Or
what if
white
they
smoke?
End up doing, like, there's a gender reveal nearby, and the smoke gets caught up with some of that pink paste that goes up in the air.
It will never be pink.
Oh, okay. There won't be a pink pope.
Oh,
not even for breast cancer?
Won't vote for women, no.
God.
I don't even know who's in the running, really.
The thing I read said it's going to, you know, what do I know? There's not, like, speculation. Is there, like, DraftKings on who's going to be the next pope?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. They said that there was going to be somebody from Africa.
There's two conclaves, right? I don't know why, but I think I saw there were two. To stop any kind of collusion, which I don't know what would be.
Right, like, so.
Did they have two rounds of voting each morning? So
is Catholicism the same way, like Christianity is broken up into, like, Baptist, Methodist, this, that, and the other?
It's all Christianity.
But Catholicism, like, different conclaves. Like, are y'all, is that all under one, or is that two?
Because Paige is not Catholic, but she follows Catholic.
Well,
like, rule,
I mean,
right?
The prayer.
She's got ashes on her forehead right now.
And the prayer book from the Catholic Church is similar to the Episcopal Church. And when Henry VIII established the Episcopal Church, it was a different doctrine where you can get divorced.
Oh.
Too many churches.
And women can be preachers.
I was just a That wasn't a It was a
You always learn about it.
It's not so much focused on Mary, Mother of God. Right. It's more the Christian
teaching. Did you go confess in a booth?
I have confessed. I have talked to a priest before.
Yeah.
And he gave me some really good...
I like that.
What? Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned.
Well, you can do whatever you want and just confess it. And that's cool.
Well,
plus communion. Get alcohol.
Sinful thoughts. If you go through your sinful thought, my sinful thoughts were just about my... You know, I needed to talk about...
Which conclave are you in? Which one do you rep?
Oh. So I don't know how they decide.
It's honest. I don't know the answer.
I don't know how they decide on who will be Pope and how they're the process of voting.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I'm sure it's who is the best man for the job.
Is there a minimum? Like, you can't be like a... I know there's a show or a movie about it, but you can't be like a young Pope, right? Like 40, 35 years old?
Certainly can't be president at that age.
Like, you're not old enough, I don't think, to be Pope for the popery.
And, you know, this person is a man who's respected around the world, so it's not an easy vote. I can't answer that question on how somebody becomes Catholic, you know.
Could you have a dwarf pope? Would that be possible? I'd like to see that personally.
That would be cool. A female pope would, like, scare the world, though. Like, it, just for whatever reason, it would be, like, daunting.
She couldn't be hot.
I don't know why. It just would be like...
Why is it so shocking?
It's just... change. I mean, it's like when they got female referees in wrestling, I was like, oh my God.
A lot
but it's
kind of
cool now.
But a female pope couldn't be hot, right? She would have to be...
Got to be, no makeup. Yeah. No. Can't.
Real butched up.
Yeah, I mean, like short hair probably. Roosevelt glasses, kind of.
I just learned the terms, I can't say them, butch D word and femme D word.
Oh.
You know, another name for a water.
Yeah, sure.
So I didn't know that was how you separated those two. That's so much you learn that, you know.
And he has to be a pious man, and he's got to be a good man.
Pious?
Yeah.
Pious. Pontius. I've heard it, don't really know it.
Pious.
Religious related, I guess.
You think of the car of this priest.
Is that a fancy way of saying he has to be a white pope?
He's got to walk the walk and talk the talk. He's got to be a good man in every aspect.
Do you get the other Pope's clothes?
You have a lot of questions about Popes. Damn. That's a good question, though. Do you get the same scepters, or do they get buried with it?
Scepters.
Well, it's like a little staff that they hold.
Yeah. Well, his robe, his mobile, like his little golf cart?
Well, I think it would be personalized because not every man is the same size.
That's plus, what does it pay? It's got
question.
You'd be living.
Do you get the keys to the Vatican?
And have somebody take care of you as the Pope.
Can you go to the depths of the Vatican and say, let me look at this money.
Let me get on here and look at the library you guys have.
So we've got the Shroud of Turin's probably there.
No, the Pope does not receive a traditional salary. Wow. He's like,
I mean,
His needs are covered by the Vatican, including food, housing, travel, and health care.
He probably can't take gifts either.
Upon the Pope's death, a traditional honorary payment of 3 bags of gold are given to the family.
Oh, that's over $3,000 an ounce now.
It is. Huh. Huh.
The family gets paid?
Yeah.
I imagine to take care of the family.
Yeah, but what do you get like it? That's immediate, I would imagine.
Oh, so it's up to the Pope. Popes can choose to forego the salary offered and donate it to various causes, and apparently that's always been. But a new one could come in and say, nah. Give me that gold.
Hey, son, let me get that money.
Right.
I trust me more than I trust these charities.
Oh.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. We're going to get into some LSAC next.
I would brand the Pope if I were the Pope. I'd be like, merchandise, cards. Hats. We're going to be on everything. Yep.
Papal hat.
I mean, Trump did it.
Obama's first one that did it, which I agreed when he did it. It's like, just because I'm now a president that I may just be for 4 years, 8 years possibly, like now I am public domain. Screw that. I agree with that.
And
no way.
When the Pope comes to town, it's a big deal. He's got the Pope mobile and people on the side of the roads just want to touch the Pope.
I just got some gold audio of out of your mouth saying, Obama did it. I agree when he did it.
Don't ever play that again. Yeah. It's outlawed. I redact that forever. I don't have my permission to play.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.